Robert T. Gibson is here in studio. He is back for, I guess you come back about once a year. He is,
right.
Okay, he is a graduate of the music department here at Missouri State. He completed his master's in music and choral conducting. When did you
Right. I did finish that in May 2017, this past May.
But back in 2015, what basically you're here, you were conducting on, what day is the third now? That was Tuesday, I guess? No, Monday.
Monday.
You were here conducting the MSU sure. Men's Chorus, and you're
right.
following that up with a revival of the Missouri State University Multicultural Ensemble. And right. that will be a concert Sunday evening, the 8th at 7:30 at the Juanita K. Hammons Hall for the Performing Arts. And it's going to be one of those intimate things with both the ensemble and the audience right up on the stage.
Right.
It is free and open to the public, and it's called Rise Up. Now, you actually started the Multicultural Ensemble yourself 2 years ago while you were still working on your grad degree.
Correct.
Your master's degree. How did that come about?
Sure. So someone contacted me and asked me to create an ensemble for the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade, which was held at the Galore Theater.
Yes.
So I got a couple of friends. It was about maybe seven of us. It was my wife. Hey, baby. It was my wife.
Hopefully she's listening online.
Yes. It was a couple of students from the choir, Dylan Fornshell and Hannah Martin, Tyler Heckman, a couple of people, Olivia Ubi, and we did a gospel tune right on King Jesus, and then we did my arrangement of Lift Every Voice and Sing. So we thought that was it. Really small ensemble. We rehearsed for about maybe 2 hours the day before, and then
just a special one-time
gig. It was just a special one-time thing.
Right.
So, and I named the group the MSU Multicultural Ensemble, not really understanding what it was, just wanted to, you know, make people aware.
You had to put a name on it.
Right, I had to put a name on it.
Yeah,
and so after the performance, I got so many great reviews. They wanted us to continue going. They wanted to hear more music. And so the next
year, you said there is no ensemble, really. This is an ad hoc thing.
They kept calling Dr. Cameron Labar. They kept calling him and saying, hey, who is this ensemble? And he was like, I don't know.
Right, because, he wasn't directly involved. Dr. Cameron Barr, we should say, is director of choral studies here at MSU. But he had no direct involvement in this.
Exactly. So so he told me, hey, there are some people who really want to get involved. So the next year, in 2016, we had two groups. We had a group who did the Lift Every Voice and Sing, just that number.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a chorale of about maybe 30, which was mostly people from the choral department. So from chorale, from women's chorus, men's chorus.
Sure.
We did the arrangement of Mine for Good News, as well as arrangement of We Shall Overcome with soloist Isaiah Bailey, who's actually a member of Sight and Sound in Branson. And from that performance, that's when
that really got
serious. So we performed for the Democratic Party. There was an event called Jackson Days.
Yes.
I believe this past, it was in April. I can't remember when it was. We performed there, another small group. And after that, we did a concert of works and compositions that I arranged. And that concert was called Good News. So after one of those pieces actually was Amazing Grace, which was done this past Tuesday at the Men's Chorus Festival. Mm. So that was a really powerful concert. And now we have taken this to another level where we've reached out to community members. We reached out to more people in the choral department, and we are now doing this concert on Sunday. So it's really exciting.
How many people you have in the group this time?
I believe 29 is in the group this time.
And basically singers of any kind of race or background you might want to consider.
So this group has been it's kind of a selective base. It's not necessarily
Do they have to audition for you or?
So, no. I kind of go, this is kind of weird. So I kind of go, I pick singers that I know are
sure.
able to sing, you
sure.
know, most of the people from chorale or men's chorus, women's chorus. Then I pick singers that I know personally from like church. So there are a couple of ladies that are in the group who don't read music but are phenomenal singers. And one thing that I wanted to do with this group was to not limit it to just people who knew how to read music, but also people who didn't, to fuse the talents together. And Susan Labar and Cameron, they came to the rehearsal yesterday, and we were talking about just the infusion of sound. You have those who read really, really well and those who don't read, but the sound together was so massive, and it was so just a great, great sound to hear together. So,
well, again, this is, you're calling the concert Rise Up.
Right.
And it will be Sunday at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
at Hammons Hall. Admission is free. You'll just sit on the stage with the choral ensemble.
Exactly.
I guess Cliff will be there to introduce you, Cliff Smart.
Right. That's kind of nervous, but that's that's exciting that he's on board with us. So definitely.
Would you say that there's any kind of overriding purpose for the multicultural ensemble as far as a mission statement or anything?
You know, Dr. Labar asked me that the other day, and I told him I didn't want to make a false statement. So that's something that I'm still developing.
You're working on it.
Right. I can tell you that the reason for this concert, I'm glad we're doing this concert during this week. One, because I was here, able to do it. The other reason why, there is so much stuff going on in the world, and we can just name everything. The last thing has been the Puerto Rico fiasco, as well as the hurricane in Houston. And so when I was picking all of the different music, I said, this is kind of our response to what's going on. And so without making a statement, I do want the multicultural choir to be a voice as a response for either what people can't say or an encouraging voice to the world, just to let them know that it's going to be okay. And the song that I picked is called Rise Up. It's by singer Andrea Day. And it's such a powerful song that's saying that all we need is hope and all we need is each other, because that's what the world needs. Right now, we don't need divide, and that's what's happening. We're divided on so many different planes, and we just need each other to rise up, which is why I'm glad that we have different ethnicities and different backgrounds and singers versus those who can't read. It's about coming together in unity versus separation.
Now, how many songs are you going to be doing? How long concert will this be?
The concert shouldn't be any longer than 40 minutes, maybe 45 at the most.
Right.
We're doing about 8 songs. Two of the songs are gender pieces, so one is for just men, one is just for women, and the other 6 are all together.
Yeah. Now, as of now, the multicultural ensemble basically only does one concert a year. Is that basically what happens right now? But you'd love to get that to develop into a more regular sort of thing.
Exactly. So right now, I currently live in Pennsylvania, so I will slow down for the men's ensemble. So anytime that I'm here, I would love to try to do something just to make it a little more consistent. But yeah, definitely, I think that these concerts, I think, are well needed. I think it's also helping to bridge the gap between the university and the community. Which is something we have a choir called Choral Union, which is still a choral based choir.
Yes, yes.
But I think this choir is also bringing the community together in a different format. So not just choral music, not just Haydn or Bach, but in different composers and different authors of this time period, which I think is really important.
And certainly not just spirituals by any means, but
exactly.
All kinds of things.
Exactly. It's funny, we're not even doing a spiritual this concert.
There you go.
There's one kind of classical song called True Colors.
Yes.
But it's more pop than anything. So this concert is not a spirituals and hymns. It's nothing like that. It's totally, totally different, which I think it's really important for everyone to come out and to see what we're doing and the message we're trying to bring.
All right. How many people do you think they can accommodate on the Hammons Hall stage?
We want there to be... We just want people to come.
Okay.
We just want people to come and stand and watch, and we need to bring out more chairs. We just come.
If you need more chairs, you'll get them.
If we need more chairs, we will get more chairs.
All right.
Yes.
And this, again, is Sunday evening at 7:30 at the Juanita K. Hammons Hall, and the audience will be sitting or standing on the stage. And MSU President Cliff Smart will introduce the concert, and it is free and open to the public. One more. What are you doing in Pennsylvania now that you've moved out to east?
Sure. So I am on top of working at Starbucks. I say that proudly because I make great lattes. on top of working at Starbucks, I am the gospel choir director for Milton Hershey School. Milton Hershey School is actually a institution in Hershey. They house K through 12 on campus, really beautiful campus. And I was just hired to be the gospel choir director.
Oh, very cool.
And I'm very proud to announce that. I think our last rehearsal, the last time, we had about 90 kids who came free will out of their own just interest in wanting to do gospel music. So I'm very, very proud that it's been a great success, and I believe they're having a great, great time. So yeah, do gospel choir there, and pumpkin spice latte on the evenings. Yeah.
Say what?
He's a composer as well.
Yes, yes, composer and arranger.
Yes, sir. Yes.
because how many of your arrangements are you guys doing Sunday night?
Let's see. This one, we're only doing one. Okay. That's the This Little Light of Mine, which is the gender piece, one of the female gender pieces.
Yes.
The other piece that just was recently published is The Amazing Grace, which we did for the Men's Chorus Festival. So those two right now are done, and well, with Walton Music, so I'm very proud about that. And I believe there are going to be more to come pretty soon. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
See, that's a neat thing because of Cameron Barr's wife here is Susan is an editor for a choral publishing firm, actually Norman Luboff's original publishing house, Walton Music. So now you're a published arranger and composer.
Yes, that's great. Dream come true.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Robert T. Gibson is a product of the master's program in the music department at Missouri State University. Got his master's of music in choral conducting just this spring, right?
Right.
And he is the founder and the director of the MSU Multicultural Ensemble. They'll perform Rise Up, a free concert Sunday evening at 7:30 at Hammonds Hall. You can just sit on the stage. There'll be chairs, or if there's more people than the chairs can accommodate, you'll just have to stand. But come out and see this. It is free and open to the public. And is there like a phone number or anything for if anybody needs any more information? I mean, if you go to MissouriState.edu and look up Missouri State University Multicultural Ensemble, you'll find or just look on the calendar on Sunday evening at 7:30. You'll
right.
find a good paragraph about it and all the information you might need.
Right.
All right. Well, Susan, thanks for bringing Robert in. Robert, thanks for being here.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.